Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed with a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And, of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine-in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Tampa Bay.
There you go. We got to really thank China Taste. I hope they're tuned in. Tell us, what did you think of the food, Barb?
It's the best Chinese food I've tasted in a long time. It's delicious.
It's
thank you.
New York Chinese food.
I really appreciate
can
that.
Can you, who got good eyes? Can you go over their menu? This is China Taste. Now, if you want to know where they're at 1539 Main Street in Dunedin, 34698. Their phone number is 727-736-6663. And I'm just thinking now, too, because I just found out Roman's just sold. One thing we could have had the new owners do is what?
Come on the show.
They could have tuned in to hear the commercial.
Oh, that's true.
They could have heard the commercial. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things we could have done. Mm-hmm. Or called and say, hey, would you like to be on the radio? Is this me?
Yes.
Well, there you go. You know, you never see that on TV, but one time I did. Okay, take over.
Okay. So I want to say thank you so much to China Taste in Dunedin. Helen is the owner over there. She's awesome. Very, very sweet lady. And like I said, they're located at 1539 Main Street, and that's actually right in the Publix Plaza, right next door to the Firehouse Subs. And they have really good food, right? We have a whole bunch of stuff from them today. Yeah. we got beef and broccoli, sweet and sour chicken, General Tso's chicken, some vegetables.
The veggies were very good.
Yep, we had lots of stuff from egg foo young. We have all kind of stuff from them today. So, yes, everybody was so busy eating, nobody was talking. But they have a huge menu, too, and their prices are awesome. They have combination platters. They have lunch specials and dinner specials. And they also offer, for those of you who want to stay on the healthier side, they do steamed, like steamed vegetables and steamed rice and stuff that's very healthy. So they do have the special diet menu. They do chicken, shrimp, scallops, beef, all of those on the healthy menu as well, or in the other dishes that are more tasty. I'm sorry. But their food is awesome. One of my favorite things there is the shrimp fried rice. It's so good. And I also like the, well, I like everything, but the sweet and sour chicken is very good.
What plaza are they in? Did you?
Well, it's actually called the Granada Plaza,
okay, Granada.
But it's right. It's in the Publix Plaza, right on Main Street.
Okay.
There's like a Wells Fargo, I believe, in the front, mm-hmm. and then Publix is there, UPS is there, a few other stores, Firehouse Subs, and they're actually right next to Firehouse on the far end. She's been there a long time, and they do a very good job. So you guys can call ahead at 727-736-6663. And order up your Chinese food, mm-hmm. and Helen will prepare it for you. Thanks so much, Helen. Everything was very delicious. And they do party catering as well. So for the holidays, that's good to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. And again, that's 727-736-6663. China Taste in Dunedin. All right. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
All right.
You know what I'm wondering? Are there other China Tastes? Is that a franchise? Or?
I don't believe it is a franchise. There may be other places.
Yeah,
she is independently owned. There might be other places that have a similar name or something,
right.
But it's actually, not a chain or anything like that.
Good. That's a good thing.
Yes. Well, just like, there's also China Ones, but they're also independently owned, but I don't know if they franchise it or how they do that, but there's several of those ones.
We should actually have called there to make sure, see if they were listening. That's what we used to do years ago. What we would do is call a client, right? Your radio thing's about to go on. Oh, and they tell you they're going to get on. And about half of them wouldn't, even though you think you're doing a free radio spot for them.
Well, some people are intimidated by being on the radio, actually.
Yeah, they are. And then, you're not. You're just a natural hand.
I'm a natural hand. I've been at it for a while.
Yeah, and then what we would do is, after the show was over, we would have a telemarketer call each one and thank them.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It was just, we operated.
That's a good rapport. That's nice.
I used to do Mason Dixon in the morning, believe it or not, me in the morning, once a week. I don't know if you ever heard of Mason Dixon.
Mm-mm.
Have you?
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it was just fun. He was real big on 105. He was he's still popular, and then he left. So, and then all the billboards said Mason Dixon's back. And he's been back ever since. He's a great man.
So he does a morning show here?
Yeah. And then something else we used to do is we just got it Roy, just the real estate lady. She said she just sent him a thank you letter in the mail saying, thank you for, working. I look forward to working with you, and I enjoyed our phone conversation. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say thank you. And it was a little nice thank you card. Then a week later, guess what he got after that? Mm-hmm. Same lady. Guess what he got? A Christmas card. And it's just and he's all excited, you know, about getting a Christmas card. And you should have seen his face.
Oh.
And he's like, okay, but these are the things that separate, they 80% of your results are produced by about 20% of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And 80% of your sales account from 20% of your customers. And then 20% of people in most sales forces make up a total of 80% of the total sales. It's called the 80-20 law.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does it take to be in that top 20%? What's the difference between what is, and it's really giving your all. Like, if you really believe in something, you're not going to tell me why you didn't do it, right? Because you believe in it. You have faith, right? It all starts with a creative idea, right? So I'm trying to create an idea where I can get a telemarketing thing going, and I just came up with it.
I was thinking,
Carrie, maybe he would let me borrow one of his telemarketers, because I really get along good with Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
But I need telemarketing. I need leads. And I woke up today, for me, I'm a salesman. And I'm operating with no leads for some reason. It just doesn't make sense, right? But that's the difference. How do you be in the 20% club, right? And that's what we do as a coupon book.
Mm-hmm.
So people out there are wondering what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to generate leads for you. So you can make sales. And then what happens when you make sales, you put money in your account. So even the companies that generate leads need to have a formula Well, what do they call it? Is it called a formula?
Could be.
Or a policy. What's the other word for it? Experiment. I'm trying to think. There's a word the guy uses on the tape. He calls it a exercise. Like there are exercises you need to do every day, right? And for me, I think I need to generate like 3 to 5 leads a day. The percentage of people that talk to you, like for the quilts, they call you up, let's just say, what percentage do you get that say, hey, they're really interested and they buy from you?
100%.
Right. Did you just say that?
I mean, if somebody calls me, they want to, that right. quilted, and so then I have their business, so I guess it would be 100%.
Right. So you know what I think I was thinking of doing, too, just since we're talking on the air? You know those success stories, front and back?
Uh-huh.
Print 1,000 of those black and white, and then, you know, Jermaine, he needs a place to stay, right? So I have an empty place in the back. I have a cottage in the back. And I was thinking in exchange for him staying at the, letting him stay in the cottage, that he could in turn maybe pass out flyers. The success stories, front and back, and just put them in the doors. Because you ever meet someone that's just a hard worker?
Right.
That's him.
Well, give me some of those. I can put them here and there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that's the idea, is that the idea of, is networking. Like even there was a networking group today, RGA. It's a networking group. Mm-hmm. There's a networking group yesterday. Now, if me and Tammy can't make it, right? Because Tammy's busy doing a lot of things. Like you asked her what she does. Mm-hmm. She takes care of all the books. You know, that's a full-time job just in itself.
Yes.
She deals with the IRS, right? You take care of all the books. You deal with the account. She passes out flyers and stuff and takes care of the ads. She handles all the emails. So, like, she's always full-time doing her job.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's bubbly, too. I've never met a client that said they didn't love you. Think about it. Right? Think of that.
We'll call her Bubbles.
She's a joy. She's a joyful person. You know, they say in life it's about, you know, joy,
mm-hmm.
right? Isn't that the deal? Or do you want to go through the struggles of making money and grudgingly doing it? Or do it with joy in your heart and have fun?
Have fun.
Yeah, I love our clients. I mean, because really, we do this because we actually care about them. You know, like I really do. Like Brian does as well, you know? You have to believe in what you do, and you're going to do a good job at it.
Have you ever had, like, a little seminar, inviting them in, and then...
That's a great idea.
Talking.
Or like a Christmas party.
You know, we never have done that ourselves. We went to things like that, but we... Because I tell Brian all the time, like, he's very good at speaking. Like, to go to, like...
Motivational. He'd be
great
for that.
Right? I say that all the time.
Bring your clients in and have them bring somebody in
also.
And then you have more leads.
Yes. I've said that a million times. He is a very good motivational speaker.
Let's do that.
Let's do it. You know, that's the power of positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
See, if a negative thought comes in your head, what you're supposed to do is immediately disregard it, right? Replace it with
a
positive.
You train your brain.
Right, and there's ways
to,
right. And then, like, you can think of, like, me. I used to take a chair from, like, we rent a place on the beach.
Right.
And I got permission to take the chair. And I put it, like, 1 foot in the water. With the waves. And for me, and then sit there and try to just meditate and just look around, notice the birds and stuff, and watch the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be like 1 foot in the water. I just like to do it that way. And then what it says is that take times like where you really have enjoyed yourself. Like you're going to Lake Placid, right?
Right. To see my sweetheart.
Right.
Aww.
Well, they're very lucky. But... Think of a time when you had a great time in Lake Placid. And so now fast forward 6 months from now. And say you're like worried. You know, we have anxiety. That's just part of being a human being. We're not a block of wood. But you don't have to continue with it. You can replace that with some of your great moments in Lake Placid.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a gratitude list like you can make. And like gratitude is like an action word. And what that means is you can tell if someone's thankful by how they act. Right, not by what they say. You can see it in their face.
Well, actions speak louder than words. People can say a lot of really things, does. But it doesn't make a difference definitely. If you don't live it like that.
Right, so now, like a negative thought can come in my head. I like to replace it with scripture. This is something new I'm doing because it soothes the mind. It lubricates the mind with peace. And it also stops the aging. And, you know, physicians are using this. They're saying that a lot of the people that come in for physical stuff, it's all in their mind. Because they're so stressed out that they're causing their bodies to turn off.
You know, believe it or not, I'm doing the same thing now. I'm meditating every morning, and I started by just breathing in, counting to four, breathing out, counting to six, and keep that going for about 20 minutes.
Wow.
20 minutes. And then I have my book, The 100 Scriptures That We All Should Memorize. Well, I'm up to 15.
All right.
But you can really meditate just on that scripture.
That's
and,
right.
And hold it into you as a personal thing.
Sure.
So now say I give you.
Right, so I give you a negative thought right now. You immediately go to the scripture.
That's.
Replace it.
Right.
Because like I have a fork in my hand, right? But when I let go of this fork, if people are watching on the camera, now my hand's empty because I let go of it. Right, so now it's empty. But the mind's never empty, if you think about it. It always has a thought, right? You can't. Can you make the mind empty? For some people, I can say maybe it is empty.
Well, you know what I'm thinking? That men, and this I have read and studied a little bit about, but men, when you ask them, well, what are you thinking? And then they say, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. I'm like, how can you not think of nothing? My head is going a mile a minute.
No, what so it is, now is they need... just don't want to tell you.
Or, I don't know. It, that's what it is. Compartmentalized, I think.
Yeah. Slow down, right? That's the key. Slow down. If I could say that to
slow
myself.
Slow your head down.
And that's what the meditation, the breathing.
Right.
What you're saying is soundness of mind, right? You're slowing down. Mm-hmm. And then when you slow down, you're at peace. And then when you're at peace, you make better decisions, right? All creativity, anything you did, the quilt, was a creative idea. Mm-hmm. Then you had faith in it. Mm-hmm. And the more you believe in something, the more you're going to put into it. So you have the creative idea first, then you have faith. And then when you don't have self-doubt, right? Mm-hmm. That's what stops a lot of people.
That's it. The fear thing.
So now the self-doubt stops you. But you have the creative idea. You have the faith, but self-doubt. So if you have someone that has the creative idea, faith, and they really believe in it, the self-doubt turns into belief.
And it's a focus.
Then it's focused. Then you'll put all your efforts into it. Right. Nothing can stop you because you believe in it. Do you know, when I started this coupon book, people told me to go work at Checkers. Right? They said to me that, how are you going to start a coupon book? You don't have money. You know, I started this thing with no money. And I just believed in it. Because I worked for a company called ABC, American Buyer Co-op. They went out of business. Mm-hmm. That's how I got started. And then I said, okay, I believe in it. Now, people said to me, because I was an alcoholic, and that's how I lost my business, right, originally.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had a drink or a drug in 25 years.
Congratulations. That's right. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And so what I did is I had to go around telling people, look, I'll take the risk out of it. So before, and Mike, I had to send this. I'm not going to tell you the name of the company, but I actually had a client of mine sent a cease and desist letter to this company to stop telling them that I'm an alcoholic and that I'm not trustworthy. And she couldn't believe it because I was going there talking to her, telling her about my dream, you know, and she was like right behind me. She also financed me a little bit too. I mean, this woman just really believed in me. So what happened was, they happened to go into this lady, started there. I was hearing it all over town that they were telling people I'm a drunk. So it's hard to fight when you get that and you have, you know, money's tight.
Oh,
it's hard to get someone to write you a check, right? You're a drunk. So what I had to do was say, here's what I'll do is I'll give it to you on credit. But when I come in with the postal receipt and the printed book, you'll pay me. And I just need to have it on an agreement, right? And then I would ask everybody, do you have any risk capital? After they would say yes. Do you want to invest, right? So It was really weird. I was just like on a roll. I wrote like $20,000 in sales. Because people just said, go for it, you know? And then this one lady, it was right there. It's not there now. It's called Farmore. It was Farmore Pharmacy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I think I do, yeah.
So next to it was this cleaners, and I wish I could find them. So I find out he's a multimillionaire. He owns all these properties. And I'm wearing a tie, of course. You know, I used to dress really nice years ago. And I asked him, he said, yeah, we'll do the air with you, because he owned a dry cleaners. I said, do you have any risk capital? He goes, what do you mean, young man? Because you figure, like, at that time, whatever how old I was, I had black hair and I was a lot skinnier. So the guy goes, Ma, come over here. This nice young man is trying to get a business off the ground. Explain it to her. And I told her the whole story. I'm not going to go through it again. So he goes in the back and he writes a check for $5,000. Is that amazing?
That's a God thing.
Right. So he hands it to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? And he hands it to me and he goes, good luck, son.
Aww.
Wow. Where is this man today?
Yeah. So find out that he just liked the story that someone was trying to make. And I do it on a smaller scale. Like today at the game, like the kids say the darndest things.
Art Linkletter.
Yeah. It is just so amazing. Mm. So the one kid says it's his birthday, but they want this. We're in the national championship, the T-Birds. You see, what am I? What does it say? It says football coach.
Yeah, football coach.
So, oh man, it's just real emotional. And this doesn't even, this is what I'm talking about, the meditation part. I almost got kicked out of the game. I almost got a 15-yard penalty. Not with the referee that was right by us. He liked me because I've known him. But there was the Southern team, and this team was from I really believe that the connection is that if you're from that part of your town and you're the referee, like the guy that was on our sideline was our division. You get one from each one of your divisions to represent you. And this sounds like a sore loser, so I don't even want to say it. But like, it was really, this guy was just kept throwing penalties on us. He threw one where it was a ball, you dove for it. And they hit helmets. How do you say which kid hit the helmet? It was a free ball. Then one of the kids said, you're cheating us. Right? So he throws another flag. So we don't know he said that. So we come up and we go, you're going to give us another personal foul? Because they both dove for the ball at the same time and hit heads. How can you say if it's a free ball? So he comes back and he goes, the boy said we're cheating him. So you're going to throw a personal foul, another one on that? I screamed out as loud as I could. I wanted to scream out a curse word, but I knew kids and all that. Even though the other coaches in the league curse at the kids, I never do. Just won't do it.
Yeah.
I just screamed out, wow. And the guy just turned around. Now, what was he going to do? Give me a penalty for screaming out wow? You know, but anyhow, so the bottom line is we had two touchdowns called back by this guy, the same guy, right? And he threw one late, and you're supposed to work your section or your sector, your zone. So what he did is he called a penalty in this guy's zone, which is our friend, and he went up to me, like later on, he goes, that's not right, because we know as officials not to call penalties that are not in our zone. There's like an unwritten rule. Mm-hmm. But he was here, and he called Holden on another guy's sector and took back a touchdown. Anyhow, bottom line is we won 6-0. So we're going to the national championships, and these are teams from New York, Chicago, Oklahoma. They all meet in Plant City. And it's like the all-stars of the you know. Mm-hmm. So ironically, I'm making a big story out of this. But ironically, guess who's in the playoffs out of all the teams from all the different states? Georgia.
You are.
Yeah.
I just guessed that.
And guess right. who else? Lakewood.
Oh, that's great.
So the two teams out of all the United States coming to meet to this big thing, the tournament.
Two teams from Florida right here.
727, we kept saying. So they have a stage, too. where they put you on the stage and they film it and you get interviewed and you're on the radio there, that local radio, and they're asking the kids. And that's why I say kids say the darndest things.
That was the point of the story. What did they say?
See?
Yeah, the point is.
Wait, I got more.
Oh, gosh. All right.
I got more. So I was just saying to you, the kid said it was his birthday, and he told me that we would win if I got him the teeth. It was a $20 teeth thing, and it had the blue T-Birds thing and the gold, and you had to put the rubber glue.
Oh, okay.
I said, so that's
a mouth guard.
A mouth guard.
Okay.
Mouthpiece. I said, really? He goes, we'll win if you get me this mouthpiece. And it's my birthday. And you know, the kid, like, just a 10-year looking up at you and with a smile on his face. I said, you know what? I'm going to get you that mouthpiece. And I did. It was, has, you know, the gold grail. And it's just, it was the mouthpiece of mouthpieces. Put it that way. And we won. So after the game, he comes up to me and he puts the mouthpiece in. And he just looks up. And that, now, to give you an example, how much, well, $20 for the mouthpiece, but I'm just saying to you, all the monies we spend and all that might be the best $20 I ever spent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the point is it doesn't take money to have joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's these little things, like when I said I was sitting in the at the beach looking at the water, the meditation you're doing is not costing you no money. But yet it's going to probably give you the most peace.
Do you know it takes just 2 weeks of meditation, 20 minutes a day, for your brain to accept that there's now a change
like
going
reprogram.
On. It's not 100%. It takes maybe quite a long time to get that to the point where it's
21 days.
Real well. 20 days,
21.
Okay, 21. Sorry. Okay, 21 days.
I'll Google it right
all
now.
All right, go for it.
Oh,
all
my
right.
gosh.
Okay.
No, you're
no.
gonna you're gonna want a quilt. I know.
Let's do it. 21 or over, I win. Under 20,
no,
you win.
No, you know already. Okay.
It's 21.
All right.
I'd rather be happy than right, though. But that's not true.
It's the joy thing. That
but that's
we
not
need.
True. He says, do you hear him?
Okay, let's just
oh
do
my
Google.
Gosh.
Oh, let's do Google.
Google knows everything.
Google.
You're right.
That's another thing I tell the kids. I tell them I'm Google. I was before Google. So all the kids, like, because it's all different divisions, they all, oh, there's Google. And then they all ask me, then they come up and they ask me a question. And I go, boop, 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 boop. Google says, I kid you not. That's our little.
Google says.
How many days does it to take a job to make a habit?
No. What?
Here's a summary from James Clear. And how long it takes a new habit to form can vary widely depending on the behavior, the person, and the circumstances. It took anywhere from 18 days to 254 days for people to form a new habit.
Oh.
18 to 254.
So,
you win.
So you were right, Barbara.
Barbara wins.
Oh, now what do I get for that?
You now, because now that I know, you get a piece of carrot.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez, thanks.
Don't say
so
I never get
it. Oh, you did not
yuck.
Just put that. Oh my.
That's it.
Everybody who's watching, Brian, just put food on the table. Not
threw
on the
a,
that's
by
it.
Threw a carrot in front of me, and I was going to give him
something.
A quilt.
No, I just think diamonds, right? Carrots and a diamond. I can't say I never gave you a carrot. So anyhow, so that's kind of neat stuff is what I'm saying to you. And I forget, though, just to be real for me, and I'm sad to say what I'm about to say, but I forget to give God credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to do that more. So I actually say, God did this. But then people like look at you sometimes like you're strange, but
oh,
I'm okay with
I'm
that.
Thank you.
You know, to not take credit for what I do, that there's one that has all power, that one is God, right?
Definitely.
And to really give him credit.
Yes.
And that's ego stops you from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And the acronym for ego is easing God out, right? Not giving God, ego, E-G-O, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do that now.
Do you ever find that you get so busy, okay, you have vowed that every morning you're going to get up and you're going to read for, you know, so many minutes or whatever, from the Bible or from a spiritual type book. And then all of a sudden, you have a lot to do that day, and you just jump out of bed, take the shower, da-da-da, and off you go, and then all of a sudden you realize, and that, you know, life can be so distracting from God. Now,
yes,
I have someone in my life that I think about all the time, you know, 24/7, he's on my mind. But in actuality, that kind of thinking should be here and God should be up here.
Yeah,
like, he should be on my mind just as much. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, somehow.
Think about what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And like to go with what you're saying. Priorities of life. Think of that sentence. Say it. Priorities of life.
Priorities of life.
And then what's one?
God.
And then what's two?
Family.
No, everything else.
Oh, everything else.
Yeah, just think about it. If you put God first, everything else will fall into place. But for some reason, I'm going to be real for me. For some reason, I don't do it. I forget. Mm-hmm. Or even if you're worried and you have anxiety, then you know, that means you're losing your faith because you're not trusting. Right? You're not trusting that there's a purpose for it. So now, I'll give you an example. I'm at the football. These kids are taken out of school. Like, our game was Tuesday, right? This is the national championship. This is how big this thing is. The kids can even leave school. They don't even need it. The school's okay. It's already been set up through the system. Friday, they're going to miss school again to play for the championship. By the way, it's at 12 o'clock.
Where is it?
It's in Plant City.
Oh, Plant City. Okay.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's the bottom line is is to trust in God. That's the newest thing I'm trying to do. In other words, I've always talked to people about God and believed in God. But I really want to have a conscious contact with God, more so than I ever have in the past. They say it's progress, not perfection, right? That's the deal. But how I overcome that is Tammy got me a tape by Norman Vincent Peale that was written in 1952. And it was called The Power of Positive Thinking. So I put my CD on, so it's on. So when I wake up to it being on. So I can't not listen to it, right? And I try to listen to it every day. We had problems, by the way, with my car, so I want to give a shout-out to Len Shell. See how I go from one subject to the other? Okay, but I'm going to show you. This is going to tie
in. It's like a ping pong ball in there.
Bipolar much.
But this is going to tie in, the way. This is going to tie in. Watch how I tie it in.
All right, do it.
So my lights are running out, so I'm listening to my sales tape because I believe that I got to be productive. So this way I don't feel guilt. So, because I couldn't work. Now let me tell you why I couldn't work. No, okay.
OMG, okay.
So then my car... My brand new Porsche, cherry red. Yes. 2018. That's why she's wearing a red dress. Right. What year is it?
Don't ask me.
No. Okay. So it's not a Porsche. Okay. It's an Orsch.
Yes.
Did you say like a horse?
You're a boogle. Exactly.
It's an Orsch. It's like I tell the kids, well, I would always get generic food, and I would say, no, this is the cousin to Captain Crunch. This is their cousins. They're in the same family. Just believe it. No, we want Captain Crunch. No, this is Captain Munch. It's just as good, but we know it's half the price, right? It's his brother, his evil twin. They actually are going to have a battle next week, and I understand Munch wins, so let's go with Munch.
Oh my goodness.
Save it, Save-A-Lot. I'll tell you, I do. I love Save-A-Lot. You know I do. You know, when you got to feed four or five people in the family, Save-A-Lot saves a lot. Where was I going? I'm tying
it
back.
We were talking about Len Shell Station, how somehow that was going to relate to the football story about kids say the darndest things.
Okay, so that's it. You guys are right with me. Is anybody else with me? So my Orsch is being fixed. He fixed it. You ever have an electrical
problem?
What's
an Orsch?
I'm joking.
Oh.
It's probably a 1999.
I don't even know what year the car is, honestly.
No, I don't drive the best of cars.
Just bought it. has an electrical problem.
So I'm going to have the light on. So I am going to tell a true story.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, is this the only one? This is the only true one.
This is it. I had excitement last night.
Oh.
So my light's not on in the car, mm-hmm. right? On the back lights because of the short that Len Shell is fixing. He told me what it was. It was the left blinker socket. So he took it out. Technically, I can take the car, but he can fix it tomorrow morning. And I already have my son's car, so why don't I just leave it there?
Well, of course, get it fixed. You can't drive it.
But he took the socket out, so it won't. But I just wouldn't have the left blinker. So he fixed it. So I got blessed. Here, you know. But here's my story. I'm on Gulf to Bay with my 10-year-old son. We're at AutoZone. I call her. She comes through for me all the time, by the way. I call my other friend. He's at Ruth Ethic Hall watching a concert. So he texts me later why he didn't respond. But she always comes through for me. We always have that one person that comes through for us, right? Mm-hmm. So now what do? I got to get home. I have no lights on the back. Do I take a chance? Barb, you tell me what you would do.
Well, I would use my arm signals or something like
good
that.
Idea.
I go, mm-mm.
Because that's how they do. So anyhow, I'm driving home. And guess who's coming up the road?
Oh,
right?
No.
And I'm only about a half a mile away from my house.
No.
A cop.
Oh.
Right? So I drive by him, right? And I see him come to a complete stop. Guess what I do?
Did you?
I floor it.
No.
I did. Should I be saying this on the radio?
You didn't.
I floored it.
Did the cop chase you?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And I'm telling
See,
you.
He says this is a true story.
This is really.
So then I say, I have the thing where I tell the kids I have a turbo thing. And I say, London, push the turbo button. Because they think I have turbo. That's when I floor it.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing we always did ever since they were kids. So London pushes the turbo button, right? And I make a left and I go, he's like, slow down. And I'm going over bumps and stuff. And I turn into my...
Is this really true?
This, I turn into my house.
This is... Okay.
This is true.
Uh-huh.
This is true. I'll get London on the phone. And I won't even prompt him. And you can ask him. This is really what happened.
You really...
So you're not... First of all, you are not being chased by the police. That is not true. Because I'll tell you why, Barbara. Because I was at his house... And I didn't see any police officers. And I saw London last night because I had to give you my car.
No way. So let me tell you what happened. So I spin out.
Let's not forget he was dressed like Batman.
No, but I spin out with my car, seriously. And I leave tread on the thing. That's why I think he's going to notice the tread.
My goodness.
I think he's going to notice the tread. I pull out and I say, London, duck. And London ducks. And we look up and zooming by us is the police.
Wow.
And I get out and I say, London, thank you for pushing the turbo. And he says,
you should write books, I think.
He really went by me. I wish I can get
one. You were not running from the police.
Not running. This really happened. I had no lights.
I know you didn't have any lights, but let's get to
And he forgot to tell you that the police officer lives on his street three doors away. Yeah, he forgot that one.
This is what happened.
And he just happened to be driving home.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Just like he has a turbo button, Barb. And it's a Porsche, not a Porsche.
You know what? The next movie I would like to do is going to be called Behind Closed Doors.
Wow.
What really goes on?
That's right.
That's why I've said for years we should have
like
a reality show.
Doors.
We should have a reality show, and cameras should follow us around 24 hours a day because I promise you, people would just be like, did that really happen? But you know how they call in and they like certain people better than other people? I won't say who they would like the best. He's a good storyteller, right? That's why he gets along so good with the kids.
But wouldn't you say that would be a good one? Did you ever see my movie?
No. I didn't even... What? You have a movie? Yeah. I did not even know that. What is it called?
I produced and directed a movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was a documentary.
Oh.
On the life of a band leader, and I'm sure a lot of the people that are listening in here today know Sonny LaRosa.
Oh, nice.
And America's Youngest Jazz Band. Well, it was on his life. I didn't produce it. He's got so many things out there on kids that I wanted people to see how he succeeded from his childhood, which was very rough childhood, and how he became so famous in this educational area.
She produced a movie. I never knew that.
I knew that.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's what I say. The next movie would be called Behind Closed Doors.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be fun to make?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Let's
because
do it.
I don't have anyone right now to work with, and so that would be a fun thing.
Yes, it would be. Very fun.
Very good. And I can see just the title alone would.
Oh, yeah. So, Barbara, tell us how we can get in contact with you and about the quilts.
Oh, the quilts.
Oh. Well,
we got sidetracked.
Okay. Wait a second. We got, she on the line now? Barbara, you had enough time to talk.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I'm going to have you do the interview, though. You put the young lady on. This is the money, money, money. Oh. Put money, money, money on. Is this money, money, money?
Hi.
It's money. I'm Kim with Kim Court Financial Consultant, and I am the business credit and cash lady. Yes, Barbara, I think we did a show together some time ago.
Yes, we did. I remember that. How are you?
I know. How are you? I'm great. Hi, Brian. How is everyone?
Yeah, Tammy's in here, too. Everything's going great.
Wonderful. Yeah. Hi, Tammy.
Hi,
Listen.
Kim.
Hi. Good to see you.
Now, do you do loans for houses, too?
Actually, I don't, but I do have a connection that's a great connection for you right now. But I focus on business, credit, and cash. And
why don't we do that? Remember I said that to you. Why don't we do that?
We need to do it. I'm telling you, it's money out there for you. Whether
why
you
not?
Have great credit or no.
You know what her first thought
credit.
Is, just to be honest with
no,
you?
No, my first thought is, that is absolutely fine, but you cannot be in charge of any of it.
You know what, like, but here's the deal, Kim. You know, I think like this. It takes money to make money, right?
Right.
And if you have a creative idea, and like we were talking before, and you have faith in it, you can put together something. Like when I said to Tammy, we can get this loan, you know what her first response was?
What was that?
Oh, we got to pay it back.
Yes, because those are things you don't think about.
No, we're not even going to go there.
You are so not financially.
No, I could buy another Porsche.
Isn't this sort of like the Shark Tank?
Yes.
Whatever, you know,
yes.
You bring an idea and somebody backs
see,
you.
And you know what would be the problem? We would disagree on what to invest the money in.
No, but isn't that a good idea, though, Kim, that businesses need operating capital?
Well, this is the thing. All businesses need money to make money. That's just the bottom line.
Right.
I was teaching a credit class today to a group of business owners over in Brandon, right?
And an RGA meeting.
RGA. That's right. It was an RGA university. And business owners came in. We had a lunch and learn, and I taught business credit.
But that's also, too, is you teach businesses to belong to networking groups. And what I was trying to say earlier is that Tammy busy doing so many other things. So
I understand. But we want to build business credit. But you know what? I just want to share with you guys real quickly because I know you guys are helping everyone in the community. I appreciate your love for business owners and community alike. I want to let you know about a program that's going to help your business owners, particularly during this holiday season. You made an amazing
Can I quote you on that, Ryan. That love for businesses? Because I'm putting together a media kit. And you just put that in my head. Can I use that in our media kit? A love for business.
Listen, and I won't even charge you for it. How about that? But you do. You love business. You guys work in the community. You're there to make business owners in our community successful. So I appreciate and applaud you for that. But I want to let you know that this season, and you made a great point, you need money to make money. I have some programs for the business owner. I have programs that when your bank say no, I say yes. And that's the difference between me and your bank, because there are businesses, there are lenders that want to help businesses succeed. And sometimes you just cannot get approved at
would
the
a,
bank.
Would a good media kit, if we showed them a good media kit, would that help? Seriously.
You,
Does a good media kit on someone's company, or is it just dollars and cents?
You have to have a business plan. If you go to a bank...
No, wait. I'm talking to the expert, okay?
But you know what?
What about my media kit?
Well, that may be an option, but Tammy, I want to address something you said. A business plan is great for a bank.
Thank you.
Do you know that I can help a person who does not have a business plan?
Let's do it.
Right.
Let's do it.
I can help you.
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow, right. I'm serious. Let's get
and
a business loan. Yes.
She's talking about a business plan.
No, I want the 20. You said 25,000 tomorrow.
You're not getting any of it. None of it.
What'd you say? In the end, it says, do you want 25,000 tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Friday. I will meet you.
No.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You know what I need to know?
What?
Okay. What does a business have to have in order to get a loan? What do they need to have good credit, or what is the situation there? How does it actually work?
Perfect question. So the criteria to come through me, I have three different ways that you can get a business loan.
Hey,
we can get it on your credit. If you don't have good credit, how about if you have great cash flow? You can get your money on your cash flow in 24 hours. Or if you have good collateral, I can get you money for your business. Now,
when you say collateral, what are we talking about there?
Well, we like to, that could be anything that has a title attached to it. It could be real estate. It could be a business vehicle. It could be large equipment.
Okay.
So anything that
All
we
right.
can kind of capture if you don't make the payment eventually. Now, those three things are very important, either credit,
a
cash
house.
Flow, or collateral. If you were to go to a bank, they want to see all three. I can help a business owner if you only have one of the three.
I have cash flow. We have cash flow.
You have a lot of cash flow. Hey, I can get you money in 24 hours.
So we have cash flow. We go, maybe I shouldn't say this on the air, but we do about $20,000 a month.
So
is that cash flow?
So now how?
$20,000 tomorrow.
What I'm wondering, is what the cost would be to give back $25,000 a month. What would be a payment?
I'm sorry, I heard two people. Tell me again.
No.
I want to hear you.
Okay,
clear.
I would like
what?
I would like to know what a payment would be to give you back that $25,000 a month. What would it be?
Wow,
monthly.
Barb, you are asking
That's
some
a
good
great question. And so that would.
That's why
on
you're
a,
here.
A couple of variables.
That's
right.
Good.
That would depend on a couple of variables. One, if you have excellent credit, that $25,000 will cost you about $225 a month at 0% interest. And I do have lenders that do that, that's ready to go. If you did not have great credit and we had to use some alternative form, that could cost you up to double that amount.
What would the interest rate be if you have bad credit? Like what percentage?
So it just depends. It depends on how bad the credit is. It could be upward 20% or more. It just depends.
Wow.
Let's say credit score like 650.
650, you're probably looking at a range of about a $300 payment a month. But if you have like a 685, it could be 0% interest a month. And we typically
Why don't
see
we
that
do
for
that?
Every...
Seriously, and not tell anybody, though.
We're on the air right now. Oh. I'm looking at you like you're crazy.
Let's keep it a secret. What do you think, Barb?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm serious. We'll keep it a secret, and we'll do it. What do you say?
We'll do it. And then you'll tell
real quick, Barb. Hey,
I am.
Kim, just real quick. Just let me just do this real quick, and then give me like a minute. Taco Flacco, they're at US 19 in Alderman Road. They've been a client of ours for many years, and they do a great job there. They're a cantina. And I remember as a kid the word cantina. That brings – I can't go there. Okay. It really does, though.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was at the camps, they would say cantina, and that's how I knew. Go to the cantina. Yeah, seriously.
I bet there's lots of stories there.
Automotive service and tires, mobile, Bill. And then, you know, I don't say this too often, Bill from Automotive Service and Tires, mobile, he has two on US 19 in Tampa Road, Florida Avenue and Alton 19, the most honorable guy I do business with or have the most respect for. That's Bill Supergas. And then I'd like to give a shout-out to Chad. He needs to move. He just got a big job from the book.
Three Men, No Truck.
And he just said he just had a call to let me know that he got his biggest job of all time. And it was awesome. It was an ad from the book. You know, that's like hitting a lottery ticket sometimes, you know. Not always does
Thank
it work.
You,
but he said it's a four-day job, and he's moving a house from one house to another house, and they also want him to pack it and deliver
it.
Unpack it and set it up. Hmm. It's a four-day job. And he says awesome. It's unbelievable how big this job is going to be for him.
I have three new customers this week from that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome, Barb.
That's
because
right.
You make quilts.
Right.
So we're going to do the deal with the $25,000. Keep it a secret. Who else?
Yeah, we're
going to
keep it a secret from you because I'm not going to tell you either.
And then who else? Okay, China Taste. Okay.
China Taste and Dunedin. Give them a call at 727-736-6663. That's right there on Main Street.
Right, and they supplied the Chinese food there. Their official sponsor of the show. They are the best, man.
And we have Barb in the studio, and we have yet to find out how to get in contact with her to buy a quilt, especially for Christmas.
Well, you can buy a quilt, or what you do
well,
is
you
can bring your quilt to me, and I will quilt it on my Gamma long-arm quilting machine.
Awesome.
And, but I do make what I call bed toppers.
Cool. And they're beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, and that's nice, Barb. That's enough.
239-8180.
Taking up too much time, Barbara. You're taking it away from me speaking.
239-8180, right?
And then Kim?
From Kim Core.
All right, I'm Kim. Yes, you can get in contact with me with 844-462-9972. That's 844-462-9972.
Awesome.
Okay, Kim, and maybe, Barb, can you come back next week?
Yes, I think I can.
Can you come up here, Kim, and we'll do the deal?
Listen, we're going to do the deal tomorrow.
All right, you get with Tammy. She does all the books. I'm serious.
All right, Tammy.
Keep it a secret.
Keep it a secret.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Yes, don't tell Brian.
And then Friday, the T-Birds, right up Pinellas Park, are playing Lakewood in the national championship.
Yay.
For
in
the
Plant
Nationals
City.
In Plant City. And I will be on the sideline yelling at the referees, as I always do.
Go, London!
Yelling at the kids.
And so what do you do with these kids?
I tell them that they're good, really. I'm the one that tells them they're
good. Are you their coach?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we need to know.
All right, guys, thank you so much, Tampa Bay. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, China Taste. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you,
Brian, for talking the entire show. Awesome. Thank you,
Barbara. But I would like to say one more thing, though.
Oh, my gosh, of course you would.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank you, Kim. Kim.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, I appreciate you.
Bye, Kim.
You're on a roll today.